takes it, then shoots. Rebound scores! Hit somebody in front. It was going wide of the net. And I'm not sure if it hit a Husky or not, but Copley had no chance on it as it ricocheted well wide of the net to the net and hopped over the shoulder. And it's a 3-1 lead for the Lakers. A fluky goal here, but giving the Lakers a 2-goal lead.
Well, it was going well wide of the net when it hit somebody and went in.
Yeah, it did. And we did not do a great job of blocking shots or denying those shooting lanes on Friday night. We did a much better job Saturday. Also, our defensemen have to understand if we're going to front the shot, by fronting I mean play in front of their offensive players who are at net. If our defensemen are going to play in front, they have to block that shot. Or otherwise, you're going to have to play behind and get sticks. And we did neither. We did not block the shot in front of the net, nor did we pick up anybody in front of the net. Consequently, they got an easy goal there. And that was I didn't like that goal either, Dirk.
No. Second period comes along. The shots, by the way, in the first period, 12-9 in favor of Lake State University. One of the, I think, maybe the only period of the weekend that we got outshot. That is right. So 3-1 the score. The Huskies make it 3-2 with a big goal in the second period. Ryan Fern gets it. It was his fifth of the season and pulls the Huskies within one.
Sweeney will go to Watson. Watson, nice centering pass up the center ice off of Tanner Caro. Scooped up by Sweeney off of the boards. Sturrows across the line. Sends it over. Fern with a shot. Save scores! Ryan Fern with a hard shot. Kapelka got 90% of it again. And it bounced over his shoulder into the goal. Michigan Tech is back within one.
It seemed like we never got a clean shot to go right to the back of the net with Kofanke. He always gets part of it.
Well, he does. He's a very good goalie. Like I mentioned, he's out of his net. He's really way out of that the crease, and he really cuts down any shooting angle or net you have to shoot at. But good play there. Riley Sweeney intercepted a pass in the neutral zone. We transitioned the puck very well, I thought, all weekend, and on this goal we did. And Reed Sturrows continues to make good plays and has a strong weekend. Made a real nice play to Ryan Fern. The thing that set it up, though, is after Riley Sweeney moved it to Reed Sturrows, he continued to go hard through the middle and drew their defenseman back with him, which opened Ryan Fern coming in off that off wing. And Ryan can shoot the puck. He's one of those pure goal scorers we have on our team. He's starting to get hot, and I like that.
He's got his fifth goal there, and that made it 3-2. The Huskies then tied up in the third period. 7:34, C.J. Ike gets his fourth goal of the season.
Cleared the zone. Sweeney will knock it back. Again, the Huskies catching the Lakers on a line change. Pass down for Pianola. Here's a shot towards the net. Rebound is there. Scores! DJ Ike with the goal. Ties the game up after a great play by Blake Pianola. And we are tied at 3 with 12:26 remaining in the third period.
Alex Batan and Blake Pianola get assist on that CJ Ike goal, his fourth of the season. And right there, Coach, I felt pretty good. We tie the game up and come back from two goals down on the road at the 7:34 mark. And we just couldn't keep the foot on the gas to get a goal.
You know, Dirk, I thought we did, though. I really thought we had a good third period. And even before that goal, we were pressing. And, you know, that was a huge goal. And you know, the attempted shots, I'll give you, an idea. The attempted shots in the third period. We had 35 attempted shots in the third period, 21 shots on goal, the Kapalka stock, to their 14. They only had 14 attempted shots on goal. And when you look at the shot chart, you can see that, you know, we had a lot of grade A chances. You know, you go down the list, Brent Baltus had a great chance. Alex Batan had a great chance. I thought we really played well in the third period. And Kapalka was the difference. And that crossbar.
That crossbar by Batan.
Yeah, it's a game of inches. You know, we get a break on Saturday. They seem to get the break on Friday, but I liked our effort. Our conditioning was good. I thought we really took it to them in the third period. Unfortunately, the one or two chances they did get, they score on one of them, and that was a backbreaker, especially we come all the way back. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd had that deficit and continued to play and played hard and got ourselves back in the game and felt, we deserve better, but that's the way it goes some nights.
Jamie Phillips gives up his only goal of the game.
The Lakers started back the other way across the line. It's McKay. He's a big, big kid. Drops it for Miller. Miller kicks it back to the point. Here's Lesh. Shoots through traffic. They score. Tipped in front of goaltender Phillips.
Yeah, redirected by Austin McKay. His first career goal, Leshan Miller get the assist, and that turns out to be the game winner, even though we press and press and press, could not score against Kopelka.
Well, and sometimes that happens. When you need to score, you just can't. You know, you're just putting so much energy and effort to try and score, and it takes a lot out of you when you play from behind, because you're always continuing to press. And but I liked our effort. You know, I can't fault our effort against a very good team. You know, you go on the road and you attempt 42 shots, and I think we came out with, we counted it somewhere between 18 and 21 grade A scoring opportunities to their five.
Wow.
And, you know, when I say grade A, I mean, there's a certain area we draw the lines there and we go through and watch the game and say, is that a good scoring opportunity? And, you know, we probably created more scoring opportunities on Friday than we did on Saturday.
42-35 were the final shots on goal in favor of Michigan Tech. Both teams 0-for-1 on the power play. Special teams were not a factor in the game at all. And the final score, it was Lake State 4, Michigan Tech 3. And you mentioned after the game, very rare for us to score 3 goals and not win or tie a game, because we've been so good defensively.
No question. And if you score 3 on the road, that should be enough to win. I mean, you can't give up 4 and expect to win a hockey game. You just can't. You know, you got to score 5, and 5 goals on the road is very tough to do. So, like I said, it still comes down to team defense and making sure you're picking up sticks, blocking shots, getting key saves when you need to, and then you're going to, you know, have a chance to win on the road. If you're not doing those things, then it's going to be hard to win. And we didn't do enough of the good things without the puck on Friday to come away with a victory.
All right, let's move on to Saturday night's game, and better news here, but the Huskies go down early in the game at the 10:37 mark, actually. It was Andrew Domit getting the goal for Lake State University to open up the scoring and give Lake State a 1-0 lead.
Ciotti back to the point for Drapluk. Slides it over to the left side. Controlled by Lake State up top. Drapluk for Churchman. He'll shoot through traffic, and somehow Phillips able to see that puck. Made the save. Drapluk again with it. Hard shot. Scores! Drapluk right on the ice, and again, it looked like a lot of screen in front of Phillips, and it does not look like Phillips saw it until after it was behind him.
Andrew Domit gets the goal. He redirected Drapluk's shot for the point. Garrett Clement gets the assist. And what were your thoughts on that penalty kill right there, Coach?
Yeah, some blown coverage here. We didn't read the situation well. We got caught chasing down to the boards. And we diagrammed their power play, and we watched some video on it, and certain things we need to do and want to do, and only give them certain looks. And we didn't do a very good job on that one. They did a good job of drawing us in and making the play. But still, in front of the net, we got to make sure we take sticks and don't get tied up. And, we let that shot through. But that was, another thing. We took, back-to-back penalties. So we just killed one, mm-hmm. and then we go on the PK again. And it's tough to do that on the road. You have to stay out of the penalty box, which we did. I liked our discipline all weekend, but it's hard to take those back-to-back penalties.
Yeah, both teams were pretty disciplined on the weekend, and there were not a whole lot of penalties, more in the second game, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
We go to the second period. By the way, the shots in the first period, Michigan Tech 16-12 in that category. We go to the second period, and the Huskies get 3 or 2 in the second period, starting off with Blake Pietola, a power play goal to match Lake State's power play goal from vintage Blake Pietola area on the ice between the hash marks right in front of the net.
Shane Hanna down for Johnstone. In front, Carroll hit him. Rebound right there in front. Here's Patan. Shoots. Blocked in front. Rebounded there again. Loose puck there. Back for Patan at the point. He'll shoot it again. Wrap around. Shot scores! It is Blake Pietola with the goal from his patented spot in between the hash marks. And the Huskies get a power play goal to tie it up 1-1 here in the second period.
Great puck movement through that whole power play, Coach.
Yeah, that's one of our best power plays in a long time. We made some changes on it. We played more of a 2-3 with that unit. So, and we're going to continue to evolve. I think having David Johnstone back on that power play is really going to create some great opportunities for us. And I just thought, that was our second power play. First one, we didn't really move it that well, but they got out in the second time. We made some adjustments, and I thought they did a real nice job. And you can see the patience at Alex Patan. We had him on the point there that he has.
Yes.
And obviously, Blake Pietola in front of the net's big and strong, and he's going to find those loose pucks, and he did on that. And he's starting to warm up a little bit, Blake is. So he's picking up some points. He's getting some good scoring opportunities now. Skating much better. So having him going and getting David back is, I think, real going to be exciting. It really adds to our depth, and I think it's really going to be a shot in the arm for our offense going forward.
It's funny. Blake Pietola still has one or two where he looks up at the ceiling every game where he, I can't can't believe I didn't bury that.
Well, he had a couple of great chances on Friday. And, you know, even in this game, you know, Reed Sturles, we had the best chances early in the second game. First period, Reed Sturles goes in on two of those breakaways, you know, and rings one off the post there in the first chance and second chance. Kapalka made a real good save. But a lot of good opportunities. You know, we're creating good chances. We just have to continue to play well defensively, and they'll start to go in. I'm really bullish on our offense and having David back, and now we're freshmen.